This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Two Palestinian Hamas attackers opened fire at a bus stop during the morning rush hour on Thursday in Jerusalem. Reuters correspondent Lucy Felder reports that three people were killed, eight others wounded.
It was a powerful reminder of the potential for violence to spread. On the day Israel and Hamas struck a last-minute agreement to extend their six-day ceasefire in Gaza by one more day. This security camera footage, obtained and verified by Reuters, shows the moment they step out of a white car, guns drawn, to fire at the crowd. Off-duty soldiers and a nearby civilian intervened, and the shooters were shot dead.
Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, claimed the two men as its members. The pressure to phase out fossil fuels mounting as the world meets in Dubai for the annual UN Climate Summit today, along with pledges, even from oil companies, to do just that. Virtually every nation in the world agreed to create a fund to help poorer countries pay for the damage caused by climate change.
Let this be the year that climate finance meets the magnitude of the moment. Let this be the COP where we deliver on our promises from the $100 billion to loss and damage.
Sultan Al-Jaber, the president of this year's COP28 climate summit. In Russia, the Supreme Court there in that country has ruled that LGBTQ organizations, activists should be designated as extremists in a move that representatives of gay and transgender people feel will lead to arrests. This is VOA News. Ukrainian officials say Russian missiles tore through apartment buildings in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk region during the night. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma.
The next speaker is Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Russian Federation, Sergei Lavrov.
The strikes killed at least one person and buried families under rubble, with rescue workers using excavators and clearing away debris. The officials say the Kremlin's forces continue to pound the fiercely contested area with long-range weapons. Ukraine's interior minister reported on Thursday that the Russian military simultaneously launched six S-13 missiles that struck three Donetsk cities. The cities lie 15 to 25 miles from the front line. Ukrainian officials said recently that Russian forces have ramped up attacks in the area in an attempt to gain ground near two other key cities, Avdiivka and Bakhmut. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Prosecutors in New York City say an Indian national has been charged in a plot to assassinate a prominent Sikh separatist leader in the United States. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
52-year-old Nick Gupta is accused of murder for hire and conspiracy to commit murder for hire. U.S. officials say they became aware in the spring of a plot to kill Gurpatwant Singh Panoon, who lives in New York and is pushing for the creation of a sovereign Sikh state in India. Panoon is considered a terrorist by the Indian government, and he alleges that India is paying hundreds of thousands to kill him.
For me, the indictment of Nick Gupta is an indictment of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who has a track record of a known human rights violator who uses violence to suppress the political dissent.
A spokesperson for India's External Affairs Ministry says India has taken the allegations seriously and is examining the issue. Panoon says getting rid of him will not stop the push for a separatist state. I'm Donna Warder.
Billionaire Elon Musk told advertisers that have fled the social media platform X over anti-Semitic content to, well, it's an expletive, something he wants them to do to themselves. In a fiery Wednesday interview, his profanity-laced remarks followed a moment of contrition in the New York Times Deal Book Summit interview, but then said repeatedly he was sorry for publishing that tweet on November 15th that agreed with an anti-Jewish post. Musk faced a torrent of criticism ever since. More news on our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA.